Well, Christian, you and I were just chatting about how crazy this weather is, and it's going to continue to be. So obviously, any thoughts of it not being a weather-related market have completely, I think, at this point, flown out the window.
Yeah, they have, and you know, I was just looking at some of these weather maps while we're speaking too, that you know, average 7 day top soil moisture, those type of maps, and you're starting to see a lot of dryness. You got dryness in obviously Nebraska and Kansas. Iowa is a big one, Missouri and Illinois, and those are the states that if you start missing some rain here with these warmer temps that we've seen lately, then you start to change this market right now. There is rain forecasted, so obviously it will be one of those weekends to see what falls and who gets it and who does not. It's interesting because even like Texas, just earlier in this week they were extremely dry, and after you know, some rains early this week, now they're not so dry anymore. And even though Texas is not a big player right now, it's just amazing how fast all those things can change. But if we do miss some rains, I think that can change the market. If not, here's what you're really seeing in the corn, beans, and wheat market is you are having high cash values. You're still seeing very good profit margins for a lot of end users, especially ethanol. So the futures are not doing much, but the basis levels are really strong because the demand for the product is there. You're seeing very good exports lately for wheat. You're starting to pick it up a little bit for corn. And beans, you know, the crush margins are still good for beans. So it's an interesting market that the cash markets, for the most part, are very strong. But then you got weak futures markets. The funds have gone short in the corn market. They've stayed short in the wheat market. And, you know, you got definitely a bulk spread scenario going on in the soybeans.
I saw somebody had said that, you know, in the short term, things are encouraging when it comes to export sales, but we should be able to meet that demand as the year goes on, at least from the wheat perspective. Corn and soybeans, they said, is kind of sketchy.
Yeah, you know, wheat, we're off to a very good start. And you're seeing a lot of demand throughout the world. And keep in mind, China just this week, they were talking about as much as 16% of their wheat is not food quality wheat. And so you're starting to see premiums hit the wheat market, especially Kansas City wheat market, where those premiums have gone up really, really fast. And our prices are at levels to where other countries can come in, you know, and buy our goods really cheap. The one problem that you will see in the wheat market is the fact that Russia and Ukraine are expecting good crops, better than last year, and they're going to flood the market with really cheap grain. But if we can pick up business from other parts of the country, that's where we can make a huge difference.